Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Three from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, which chapter? 31. Text which is? 2? 2. Narada instructs the Prachetas. Text 2. Dikshita Brahma Satrena Sarva Bhuta Atma Medasa Pratichyam Dishi Velayam Siddha Abhut Yatra Jajali Dikshita Brahma Satrena Sarabhutatma Medasa Praticham Dishi Velayam Siddhobhut Yatra Jalali Dikshita Brahma Satrena Sarabhutatma Medasa Praticham Dishi Velayam Siddhobhut Yatra Jalali Dikshita, being determined, Brahma Satrena, by understanding the Supreme Spirit, Sarva, all, Buddha, living entities, Atma Medasa, considering like oneself, Pratichyam, in the western, Dishi, direction, Velayam, on the seashore, Siddha, perfect, Abhut, became, Yatra, where, Jalali, the great sage Jalali. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The Pachetas went to the seashore in the west where the great liberated sage Jalali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Pachetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Please repeat. The Pachetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage Jalali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Prachetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Purport. The word Brahma Satra means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Actually, both the Vedas and severe austerity are known as Brahma. Vedas tatvam tapo Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth. One has to cultivate knowledge of the absolute truth by pursuing studies in the Vedas and undergoing severe austerities and penances. The Prachetas properly executed this function and consequently became equal to all other living entities. As Bhagavad Gita 18:54 confirms, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakankshiti. Samak sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one actually becomes spiritually advanced, he does not see the difference between one living entity and another. This platform is obtained by determination. When perfect knowledge is expanded, one ceases to see the outward covering of the living entity. He sees rather the spirit soul within the body. Thus he does not make distinctions between a human being and an animal, a learned Brahmin and a Chandala. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavihastani Shuni Chaiva Swapikecha Pandita Samadarshanaha. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with an equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, outcast. A learned person sees everyone equally on a spiritual basis, and a learned person, a devotee, wants to see everyone developed in Krishna consciousness. The place where the Prachetas were residing was perfect for executing spiritual activities, for it is indicated that the great sage Jalali attained mukti, liberation, there. One desiring perfection of liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called sadhu sangha, associating with a perfect devotee. So the verse again. Dikshita brahma satrena sarabhutatma medasa praticham dishi velayam siddhabhud yatra jalali. The Prachetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage Jalali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Prachetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatam Deve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadya De Satarne. The Bhagavad Gita, Krishna sums up his teachings in the 18th chapter. And there he mentions that there are three different, well, Arjuna, first of all, is asking him about what is the sannyas order of life, and what is tyag or renunciation. And then Krishna answers by saying that there's three types of dana, charity, tapa, austerity, and dana, jagna, and sacrifice. And then Krishna explains about the three modes of material nature, work, or first of all, knowledge in the three modes. He explains workers in the three modes, and he explains work in the three modes. Then he goes on to explain intelligence in the three modes and determination in the three modes. So we should understand Krishna is not wasting Arjuna's time, nor is he wasting our time, just happened to pick out these things. That if we have knowledge, proper knowledge, then we'll know how to work. And if we know or how to work, we'll become a worker, hopefully, who's situated in the mode of goodness. Then we'll be able to see things perfectly, and then we'll have proper determination. Then from there, we can understand what real happiness is, and what is not happy, and our life can become perfect. So this is exact science. And then after that, then Krishna goes over that, generally speaking, either here or amongst the demigods, there is no one free from these three modes of material nature. Then, Brahmana Kshatriya Visham Shudranam Cha Parantapa Karmani Pravivaktani Svabhava Pravanaraganai. That the Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas, the Shudras, they're distinguished by their different types of work. And then Krishna goes over the Brahmin. So who's the Brahmin? The Brahmin who's learned, who's gone through the process. And what is the process? Gaining knowledge. And what does Krishna say is knowledge? Sarva-bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam-avyam ikshate avibhaktam-vibhakteshu gyanam... Sarva-bhuteshu yenaikam bhavam-avyam ikshate avibhaktam-vibhakteshu tajgyanam-vidhi-sattvikam. That one who can see all living entities, the same soul is in all living entities, his knowledge is said to be in the mode of goodness. So this is our first theoretical knowledge, Brahman realization, the fact that not only we're not the body, but none of the living entities in this material world are their body. We're not seeing the soul, we're seeing the external material body. But that's not sufficient, obviously. We have to gain realization that we're eternal. If we knew that we're eternal, we'd be completely happy all the time, as it says here. We'd have no anxieties, no fears. We'd always be very peaceful and joyful for Sanatma. But it may not be the case. We may still be under the three modes of nature. And therefore, what is the solution? Next, we have to come to become a... We have to know what work in the different modes are. Niyatam sangarahitam, araga dveshita kritam, apala prepsina karma, yat tat satvikam uchate. Niyatam, regulated. Just like, what is our work? It's supposed to be regulated. Regulated means not only to do the same thing, but to do what the authorities want us to do. Not to just work whimsically according to whatever our senses and mind dictate to us. Not to think whimsically, whatever comes to my mind, we accept it. Oh, that's a nice opportunity for sense gratification. I wish I would have thought of it before. That's not a very good thing. That our mind comes up with some new idea of sense gratification, and we become intrigued. How brilliant I am. No. We have to judge things that our mind comes up with, not according to its creativity and becoming intrigued or enchanted by the idea, but according to whether it's not, it's sanctioned by the authority. That's called regulated. Whether my ideas, my conceptions of life, are actually following the Vedas, or whether they're just mental concoctions, mental speculation. So that's called niyatam, sangarahitam. Actually, I just forgot. Sangha is easy. The association, niyatam, sangarahitam. What does rahitam mean?
Well, sangarahitam is without attachment.
Without attachment. So without attachment. So we may be very regulated, but we may be attached to some idea. Oh, see how wonderful I am. I'm such a regulated devotee. I'm so surrendered. Even Krishna probably has a hard time, you know, appreciating how surrendered I am. Niyatam sangarahitam apala prepsina kritam. Who gives up the results of his work? Who remains aloof, just like the lotus leaf is untouched by water. So much water is coming onto the lotus leaf, but it's unaffected by whatever touches it. The water just glides off. Brahmanyadaya karmani sangam tyaktva karotiya lipyate na sapapena padma patram ivambasa. So, just like the lotus leaf is untouched by water. So we have to be untouched by our work. Not that we look back, oh, I did so much, I deserve so much from what I've done. And certainly in the future, I'll get the reward if I haven't gotten it already. No, we're going to look forward to the future for our reward, and we're going to try to get our, you know, think about what we deserve from the past, or lament, oh, I did so many horrible things, I'm worried about what the future will bring to me. Then we'll never be in the present to appreciate Krishna in the present here. Because in our past there wasn't Krishna. And in the future, unless we're Krishna conscious, there won't be Krishna either. We have to find Krishna in the present. We have to look for Krishna here and now, not in some future or lament that he wasn't there in the past. Apala prepsina kritam, apala prepsina Nietam Sangarahitam, Apala Prepsina Kritam, Araga Dveshita Kritam, Araga, without passion and aversion. And then the last one is Apala Prepsina Karma, Yat Tat Satyakam Uchite. So we have to learn how to work properly. Working properly doesn't mean to know how to tie a nice knot when in our shoes, a nice bow, and then I'm very expert. Not technology, but consciousness. That's what we're trying to come to. Other people are interested in technology, how to perfect their material activities, and we're interested in how to perfect our consciousness. So we get out of material activities. Then, mukta sangha naham vadi dritya chaha samanvita siddhya siddhau niravikara karta satvika uchite. Mukta sangha naham vadi. So mukta sangha without attachment, mukta sangha naham vadi, without false ego, without attachment, mukta sangha naham vadi, dritya chaha samanvita, with great determination and enthusiasm. Siddhya siddho nivikara, equal in success and failure, such a person is a worker in the mode of goodness. So if our work comes to the mode of goodness, then we'll come to the mode of goodness. And when we come to the mode of goodness, then the next thing is we need intelligence in the mode of goodness. We have to develop spiritual knowledge, see things, not only our own lives, our own work, how we're in the mode of goodness, but we have to see things through the eyes of Scripture. Therefore it says, what's the first word for intelligence and mode of goodness? It's the next one over. He's Dharma, it's about, do you have that, do you have a Bhagavad Gita there, Arjuna? It's around 1831. I need just the first word. No, it's not 30. I think it is 31. It's 35. No, 36. That's 35, 3. Try 32 or something. It's intelligence and mode of goodness. Adharmam, dharmam, iti, yamaniti. That's in passion. Manite tamasara. What's that? Yeah, that's what I said. What is it? Yeah, dharmam, adharmam cha, karyam cha, karyam eva cha, ayatava prajanati, buddhisapartha, sattviki. So, one who knows what is religion and what is not religion, what is duty and what is not duty, what is to be done and what is not to be done, Ya dharmam adharmam cha karyam eva cha ayatavat prajanati buddhisaparta sattviki. So such a person, his knowledge is in the mode of goodness. So we have to actually understand transcendence. See things transcendentally from the mode of point of view of goodness and then know what is to be done, what is not to be done. Ultimately, what's to be done is we're always supposed to remember Krishna and never forget him. That is the highest form of religion. Then, from there, one can dritya dharyate, manakparendriya kriya, yogena vyavicharinya, driti saparta sattviki. Then we can actually become determined in the right way. People are very determined. They're determined to make money. They're determined to enjoy their senses. And we also have a similar type of determination sometimes. But we have to become determined to become Krishna conscious. And therefore Prabhupada said, this platform is obtained by determination. It is our responsibility to become Krishna conscious. But unless we go through the other stages, knowing what knowledge in the mode of goodness is, knowing what work in the mode of goodness is, knowing what a worker in the mode of goodness is, knowing what knowledge, intelligence in the mode of goodness, then we won't be able to understand or develop determination in the mode of goodness also. And without developing knowledge in the mode of determination in the mode of goodness, we won't be able to seek after the higher tastes constantly. Sukham tvidanim srinun sukham tvidyaragre chanubande cha sukham atmam atmana. Yat taragre vishamiva parinami ritopamam tat sukham satikam proktam atma buddhi prasarajam. That which in the beginning is bitter like poison and at the end is less like nectar and which awakens one to self-realization is said to be happiness in the mode of goodness. So without that knowledge of what happiness is in the mode of goodness, then we'll never undergo sufficiently tapasya, austerity, to reach the mode of goodness. It is all, as it says here, based on knowledge and tapasya. But there's a lot of things in between. The determination to perform tapasya means we have to come to the mode of goodness in many ways. And if we come to the mode of goodness in these various ways, then we'll get determination to perform tapasya, and the result will come to the actual becoming a Brahman, being situated in Brahman platform. And from there, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Nishoshiti Nakankshati Samaksarveshu Bhuteshu Madhvaktim Labhate Param. One can reach the transcendental platform. And what happens when we get there? People are expecting they're going to have being given a gold medal, or put in a hall of fame of Brahmins, or have their name, you know, put into the disciple succession. Something. What is our reward for all this austerity, all this cultivation of knowledge? We become humble. We realize ourselves to be insignificant. Who wants that? Who wants to realize that they're insignificant? Wow, I finally got the goal, and I found out, what? I'm 1/10,000th the size of Tipper Heron's size? I quit. This is horrible. Please, Krishna, put me back into Maya. One actually has to become sincere. Not only we're insignificant, but everyone else is a spirit soul also. That we're not better than anyone, and there's nothing we can do either in this world or in the spiritual world, to become better than anyone. We're eternally going to be the lowest. We're going to be in the back of the line. Someone may not even recognize that we're in the back of the line. We're going to be all the way back, even when we go back to the spiritual world. But the amazing thing is that everyone feels like that in the spiritual world. And here, no one wants to feel like that. That's the difference between the spiritual world and the material world. Here, everyone wants to be put forward, and there, everyone wants to feel like they're the servant of everyone else. Even Krishna feels like that. Srimati Radharani. But that's what our goal is. That's what we're trying to achieve, and that comes through austerity. Who's going to go through austerity? Who's going to go through the suffering, the trying to understand things, to understand things properly, and then wind up understanding that I'm simply Gopi Bharata Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasa. I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis who, our worshiping Krishna, who's self-effulgent, unlimitedly ecstatic. If we want that, we can get it. If we find out how to get it, and we proceed with knowledge and intelligence on the path with determination, we can get that goal. And if we think, oh, that goal is horrible, I want to get another goal. I want to become important. I want to become successful. I want to become renowned. I want to enjoy in the material world, subtly or grossly. Then somewhere along the path, Maya will offer us, following the process of devotional service, exactly what we want. We may not even be aware of what we want now. There's so many things we want, actually. So unless we go through the process, stay in the association of devotees, and try to purify ourselves, our desires, our determinations, our perceptions of things, our activities. First of all, obviously it's easier to purify, to change our activities. It's easier, at least, to understand things theoretically than to try to change our activities towards the goal, then try to change our way of working towards the goal, our quality of work. Then try to change our perception of things, try to see things properly, then develop intelligence, then try to develop the higher taste, and then actually become situated in a platform of service to Krishna, and then from there come to the transcendental platform of seeing everyone equally and becoming situated in developing our feelings of devotion towards Krishna. So Krishna very systematically, logically, intelligently has given us the process, summarized it in the 18th chapter, and we should appreciate how wonderful this philosophy is, and then try to understand what the goal is, accept the goal, and then try to proceed along it. So, as Prabhupada mentions at the end here of this purport, that one who understands this, they work seriously for liberating others from the material conception of life. And the wonderful thing is that if we work seriously, or as much seriously as we work, to liberate others from the material concept of life, we'll be strengthened by that endeavor, by that desire, by that determination. All these things will strengthen our spiritual desires, our spiritual activities, our spiritual determination, our spiritual taste, because Krishna will give us a taste in these activities, where we'll be able to become situated firmly on the spiritual platform and become qualified to revive our relation with Krishna fully and to go back and resume our normal activities again, a pure devotion service to Krishna and his devotees. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Yes. Well, on the physical platform, he can't correct his bad habits. On the mental platform, he can't stop thinking about something that he shouldn't be thinking about. And on the intellectual platform, he refuses to accept things properly as they actually are. Or he doesn't even care about how things really are.
Is it possible that somebody can have no attachment and still be a non-devotee?
No attachments to what?
No, let's say they have no material attachments.
Then they're on the Brahman platform. They're on the Brahman platform. They're a devotee of Brahman, which is Krishna. Vedanti tat tattva vidas tattva yaj ganamaya vayam. Prameti paramatmeti bhagavaniti shabdite. They become devoted to Krishna's effulgence. They're impersonalists. It's a stage. We have to go beyond that. Otherwise, aruru krishena param padam tada padanyana dyadruta yushmarangrayaha. Brahman platform is not a stable platform. But it is beyond the material without attachment. But one may fall down from that platform. Yes.
Maharaj, you spoke about having good sadhana. And my question is it more important to have regulated spiritual duties, or is it more important to be able to perform any duty at any time according to circumstance?
Who can do that? No, it's important to have regulated sadhana. Otherwise, that is our duty. Chant our rounds nicely. 16, that's our principal duty. And if we start doing all these other things without making that the center of our lives, we'll give up Krishna consciousness very quickly. No, the duty in this age is to chant Hare Krishna defenselessly in pure love of God. That's our principal duty. That's the method in this age. Everything else is to help them. If we neglect that, especially if we neglect Srimad Bhagavatam class and the chanting of the holy names, we neglect serving the deities and associating with the devotees in the mood of service, neglect purifying our lives and making it more spiritual, then we won't last very long. We're simply doing our so-called, do so many different things besides that. Those things have to be the basis of our lives. And if things are made so complicated, we don't have time for that, then that's very bad management. Prabhupada said one should arrange his life in such a way is that throughout the 24 hours a day, one cannot help but think of Krishna. The Lord's promise is that anyone who does that, he'll become qualified to go back to the spiritual world. So that's good management. Yes.
There's a story about the sage Jajali, that he stood still in one place for so long that some sparrows built a nest in his matted locks, and they laid eggs, and he didn't move because he considered, you know, that this was his service that he was providing. He didn't want to perform any violence for the sparrows, and so the eggs hatched and they raised the young and then they flew away, and it was only then that he went and he took his bath. And he proclaimed to the sea that there's no one that's greater than I am. And a voice came and said, no, there is someone. And there's a sage, there was a Vaishya named Tuladhara. And so he went and he visited this this Vaishya who was speaking truth, and became enlightened. And he's also mentioned in the Mahabharata.
Jai, thank you. Okay, anything else? Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande.